Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggins!
Oh!
Here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Here we go. You ready for the ride?
Maybe.
Here's everything you missed this weekend.
I'll let you know in the middle of it.
You know how people love celebrities?
Yes.
And you know how people hear celebrities like endorse somebody and they go, oh man, he just endorsed Kamala Harris. I love Kamala Harris now because I love that guy. Well, the list of celebrities that was at the DNC, Eva Longoria, Ben Stiller, Octavia Spencer, Oprah, Mindy Kaling, among others, John Legend, Stevie Wonder, Pink. They were all there to support Kamala Harris. So if you love celebrities, you might think, man, I'm loving Kamala Harris. But what do you do now that Zach Galifianakis on the other side is saying, it seemed like it was too much celebrities? He says, quote, as a small town guy from North Carolina, I do wish the DNC would step back from the celebrities a little bit, he told Variety. It works to a point, but they have to win over rural America. Hollywood thinks it's so important, and that's a problem. Actors are people, too, and they're citizens, too, but I'm more on the small town side of that than I am on the Hollywood side of that. That's just me. So if you support celebrities, what are you supposed to do? Because now you have two different sides of celebrities telling you that maybe celebrities aren't the way to vote.
It's almost as if they're people and they have different opinions.
It is almost as if. So, just wanted to let you know where Zach Galifianakis was in case you were wowed by the DNC last week.
This is everything we missed over the weekend?
That was everything you missed over the weekend.
That's the lead.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I almost led with this. Some weekends, there's a lot. This weekend, not quite as much. Do you think that the celebrity endorsement thing did get out of hand, though? Because I was thinking back to it and going, man, this thing was super glossy. It was very well done.
Are you talking about the DNC?
The DNC.
I honestly didn't see any celebrities. Oprah.
Aside from Oprah, you didn't see anybody.
Sean Astin.
Who else was there?
Sean Astin did one of the roll call things. So did Little John.
Yeah, but nobody knows who Sean Astin is.
Little John was Georgia, I think.
John Legend.
Oh, you mean at the actual DNC, not the video thing?
Little John. Yeah, Little John.
John Legend, I saw him.
You saw the roll call?
Not really.
That was maybe in clips, but it was Little John.
In clips.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm happy with Little John everything.
I know. It was fun.
Yeah.
But if that's all it was, in the moment, I was watching it thinking, man, this is really well done. But then I stepped away from it going, what exactly did I take from this?
Well, I mean, so what? They were there to entertain and they entertained.
Yes.
Okay, goodbye.
Yes. But if that was all it is, which is what my point, I feel like I didn't really learn anything because I would like to. And obviously I have a slant here. We all do. But I wanted to hear something of substance, even if it was just to criticize.
From Lil Jon?
No, not from Lil Jon, but from the whole DNC. And I
you
felt like
to
it
say,
was...
No.
That would have been fine. That would have been something I could talk
so
about.
So awesome.
All right.
Get it.
Since that was the lead, you'll be amazed by the rest of these.
You have famously talked about how it's really important to set the bar low.
Yeah. You kind of gradually go up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to lead with the biggest story. That's why when people tune into my show, they're like, just forget the beginning. Tune at the end. We've talked about this theoretically. But it's here, you guys. Uber says that by next year, so that's not too far away, you will be able to hail a self-driving car for your rides. It's here. And by here, I mean the coasts. It probably won't be here in St. Louis. But in 2025, you will have the option to hail a cruise robo-taxi via the Uber app if your region supports it. I can't remember where we came down on this. Would you ride in a self-driving car?
What do you think?
I think you're a no.
I'm a hell no.
But I'm a yes.
I'm also not surprised.
I'm shocked.
I think that would be so fun. And I really hope we get to the point where self-driving cars are common, because you can just take a trip to Montana and sleep the whole night and wake up in a different state and you're on vacation.
Avon wants to know what you learned from Hulk Hogan at the RNC.
I learned the word brother.
Just now. Make America great again.
Yeah. I learned how to tear a shirt and how not to. Mm-hmm. He got caught about halfway through. So he pulled.
Is that all you learned?
Yeah, that's about it.
Because what I learned about him is that he loves the country and that he thinks that the country is not headed in the right direction. And the biggest thing about it was that he was quiet about it for a really long time because it was not in vogue for somebody of his stature and celebrity to come out and say, I actually think that this guy might have the right path and the right attitude about the future of the country. And I'm tired of being told to be quiet, so I'm not going to be quiet anymore. And then he ripped his shirt open and said, brother, and oh yeah, or something. Is he the oh yeah guy?
No, Randy Savage.
Yeah, Macho
so
Man.
Close to getting that right.
Yeah. If he had, that would be big news too. If Hulk Hogan had snapped into a Slim Jim, big news.
But I would say too, like to Avon's point, see, there's a broad understanding of what people get from a celebrity, substance or brother and shirt ripping.
Yeah, I didn't get a whole lot from the celebrities. But I also, the point is not that you get a lot out of the celebrities. The point is that they're fun and then you get substance elsewhere. I didn't get any substance elsewhere at the DNC is what I was saying. All right, next one. If you find yourself having a hard time following your favorite TV shows without subtitles, it might not be because there's anything wrong with your hearing. It might be because you have a little-known condition called auditory processing disorder, APD. About 5% of the population has this, where you hear information and you just have a hard time turning it into relevant brain waves. You can't really process the audio. I would think that if you're listening to the radio right now, probably not affecting you. But if you have family members, you might want to have a little grace for them because they have a harder time processing the audio than you do. There you go. Most important news from the weekend, from what was not a busy weekend.
RFK Jr. dropped out of the race on Friday. That's what sucked up the air, I guess. Steve Moore on Kamalanomics. I keep having to practice that word out loud. When we come back, unrealized gains, are those legit going to be taxed under a Harris ticket? Man, that's all you really need to know, isn't it? Steve Moore in a minute.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT. Touchdown!
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.